So these prayers, prayers for meditation, are a brief preparatory practice for engaging in meditation. Everybody, it seems nowadays, even medical professionals are recommending meditation. Of course, because we know when we meditate, our mind becomes peaceful. When our mind is peaceful, we are happy. So everybody wants happiness. To get happiness, it's a good idea to learn to meditate. However, for many of us, meditation doesn't always work. Sometimes there are obstacles, difficulties, even though we have a good intention and we try very hard to meditate, it doesn't work. And there are a number of reasons for this, but there are three in particular that Venerable Geshe-la explained when he gave this same commentary 22 years ago. he said that the first reason our meditations are not working is because our virtuous power, or the power of our virtue, is weak. We're lacking good fortune, we're lacking in merit. This is one reason. The second reason is that the power of our non-virtue, our negative potentials, this is strong. So although we may have a good intention to meditate, we may try to meditate, what actually happens is the opposite. We become even more disturbed when we try to meditate. This is due to the power of negativity and distraction. And then thirdly, he explained that the third reason our meditations are not successful is because we're not receiving the profound blessings of enlightened beings into our mind. So, these preparatory prayers are the perfect antidote to these three problems. And in general, we can say the first thing we need to do in our daily life is to increase our good fortune, to increase our merit. And this is a perfect way of doing it, is listening to Dharma teachings. But in general, what we can do is to practice pure moral discipline, okay, restraining ourselves from anything inappropriate that may happen in our body, speech and mind, maintaining a pure intention, keeping pure discipline. This is an essential foundation for successful meditation. You can't dispense with it. Also, we need to practice being generous. We need to be generous. We need to be practicing giving, either material things, if we can find suitable recipients, like charities or poor people, or we can give our time. Nowadays, it's very kind to give time to people, just be with them when they're experiencing difficulties. We can give them love. We can cherish them in many ways, especially our family and our friends, people in our neighborhood. We give to the best of our ability. Happiness, give happiness to people. Yeah, in whatever way we can do that. We can give them Dharma wisdom if they are suitable recipients, if they are wishing to receive Dharma wisdom. We can give Dharma teaching. There are many things we can do to practice generosity. We can practice making offerings to holy beings. You know, we've just engaged in making some offerings now, so this is a perfect way to increase our virtue. We also need to be patient. This means principally preventing ourselves from getting angry. Okay? Preventing ourselves from getting angry. Not suppressing anger, but preventing ourselves from becoming angry in the first place. And also avoiding causing others around us to become angry. So that's a big one, trying to stop others around us from becoming angry, at least not contributing to the anger that others experience. Then also we can put effort, joyful effort, into what you're doing now, hopefully, is listening to Dharma teachings, to contemplating the meaning of the teachings that you've understood and meditating on the meaning of Dharma. It's the perfect way, of course, to increase our virtue naturally. Our virtuous potentials will increase when we do this. From time to time, we should put some time on one side to engage in single-pointed concentration. This is built into our festival program, it's time for retreat. We should be concentrating on the causes of happiness, virtuous things, virtuous ideas, virtuous thoughts, and so forth. Concentration. And then finally, the third, the sixth, I can't count, the sixth of these practices that we can do is to increase our wisdom. Okay, so the best way to increase your wisdom is every day to read a few pages of a Dharma text, to listen to a Dharma teaching, or to meditate on some special Dharma understanding you have in your heart. Every day we need to increase our wisdom. Why? Because if we don't, hey, what will happen? Ignorance takes over, doesn't it? Yeah. So our ignorance is very powerful. If we don't oppose it all the time with wisdom, it will gradually overpower us. So every day we need a little bit of teeny-weeny bit of wisdom in our lives. And the best wisdoms that we can work on, we can try to develop, are the wisdom understanding conventional truths. We can say karma, law of cause and effect, trying to understand and believe strongly in the law of actions and their effects. This is incredibly helpful for a method for improving the effectiveness of everything we do with our Dharma life. Everything will improve once we have a deep understanding and faith in karma. And the second wisdom we need to improve, of course, is the wisdom understanding emptiness, our ultimate truth. This is the best object of all, because when we understand clearly what is ultimate truth, then we can defeat our inner enemy of self-grasping ignorance.